Welcome back to episode 3 of the Dental Marketer Talks, a podcast where we answer all your dental marketing questions and concerns, break down campaigns and strategies, and motivate and inspire, just like you motivate and inspire me. Thank you so much for listening in. And today's topic is a pretty common topic. Every time I have a meeting with a new dentist, a new dentistry who wants to work with us, this question tends to pop up all the time. And it's, is joining your local chamber of commerce worth it? Is it? It's a good question. It's a very good question. Like I said, I tend to get this question a lot. And honestly, the answer is, it depends. If I was a new dentist just starting off and I have the funds to join, because sometimes depending on the community and the territory, I know some chambers can cost up to $3,000 a year, and then some, you know, depending, it can be $80 a month. But depending, if I had the funds to do it, then yes. Only after I did the research to see how the Chamber of Commerce calendar of events looks. And that's going to be a point I'm going to touch in a little bit. However, if this is my third or fourth or fifth year as a member of the Chamber, and I'm still asking myself if I should rejoin or renew my subscription because my subscription or rejoinment fee is coming up, then no. I don't see any benefit from it other than just having my business name on there, because that means I've been in the chamber for 4 or 5 years and, you know, I'm still asking myself and doubting it. There's probably no benefit other than having your business name on the website directory, which does give you some link juice for your website as part of SEO. Other than that, I mean, if you're still just receiving emails about networking events and nothing ever comes out of it, really, maybe one patient or two patients a year, then no, there's literally no reason to join. You can find much more multitude of patients somewhere else. So honestly, yeah, that's what I would do. But look into the directory. Actually, let's do that first. The first step is to check the Chamber of Commerce business directory. And what I would check is for other dentists. If you look at it and see that there's maybe 4 or 5 dentists joined, then maybe I might consider joining. But if you look at the business directory and see that there's 15, 10, 20 even dentists joined, yeah, I probably wouldn't join. I mean, they're not going to treat me any more different. The chamber is not going to treat me any more different than those other dentists. So I really wouldn't join in that situation. But one thing to remember if you are thinking about joining is that the chamber is a great place to build your network. You can see like-minded individuals, talk to them, and things like that. However, everyone there probably doesn't want your business, but they all want you to want their business. That's something to keep in mind. So I do think that there are ways you can still benefit from the chamber, though. And this is where I mentioned before, the Chamber of Commerce calendar of events. So the second step, after looking at the business directory, is check the calendar of events. Every Chamber of Commerce website has a calendar of events of what's going on for the month and for the year. Check it. Now, look at the calendar and look to see what's going on for the month. If you see that there's a lot of potential, like a lot of ribbon cuttings and grand openings and other events and things besides meetings and mixers and things like that, if you see that, then you know what? It's probably worth it, because you can actually not just be an attendee to these events like ribbon cuttings, which most businesses tend to do. They tend, you know what? I'm going to go to the ribbon cutting or the grand opening, and I'm going to hand out my business card to people. Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's fine and dandy. You're probably going to get like 2 interested people, honestly, and they might not even come in. What you need to do is click on the ribbon cutting event on the website, click on it, and then look for a contact, someone to contact. When you find that person, call them and say, hey, look, I know you're having a ribbon cutting this upcoming week, or a grand opening. I would love to help you out. I'm part of the chamber too. Could I maybe set up a booth there and just give everybody some free toothbrushes, toothpaste, and free exams or free teeth whitenings, they can sign up for it. Honestly, 10 times out of 10, they'll tell you, yeah, like, let's do it. Let's make this happen. Thank you so much for calling me. It's help. You know, it makes their ribbon cuttings and grand openings and events look even better. So, of course, they're going to want you to participate in that. And at the same time, now you've magnified your potential to get more patients. So it's much better to do it that way than to just have one of your staff members or yourself go and just hand out business cards. You want to be a part of the ribbon cutting and the grand opening and the other events. So that's why I recommend you see the calendar of events for that reason, to participate in these events. Now, if you look at the calendar of events on your Chamber of Commerce website and you see maybe like one or two things going on in the whole month, click the next month. If you still see one or two things or maybe three things going on, or maybe something that says like yoga every Saturday at 8 a.m., probably not the best idea to join. Not much is going on. And if you see a ribbon cutting here or there, still contact them, the people who have the ribbon cuttings or the grand openings, and ask them the same thing. Ask them, hey, I would love to help you out and things like that. They're more inclined to just probably let you do it even though you're not part of the chamber, because they want pizzazz. They want amazingness at their grand opening. So, you know, they want to wow their people who are coming. So they'll probably still be more inclined to do it because not much of it happens during the month for that chamber. So I wouldn't join if you see the calendar of events low as well. So yeah, pretty much those are my two main things I recommend you look at first before joining the Chamber of Commerce in your community. I look at the business directory. Is there a lot of dentists in the Chamber of Commerce? If there is, how am I any different from them? Second step comes in if you're not exclusive, I want to say. Check the Chamber of Commerce calendar of events to see if it's exciting, to see if a lot is going on, what's going on, and things like that. Because a lot of the times, they're going to tell you, when you decide to contact these people, they're going to say, okay, what's your business name? Who are you? And you can say, hey, I'm Dr. Dentist. And then they'll look you up and say, oh, hey, you know what? Dr. Dentist isn't on here. You need to be a part of the chamber in order to participate in these events. So yeah, then it might be worth it. It might actually really be worth it to pay that fee a year to be a part of these events. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So follow those two steps, guys. Look up the business directory. Make sure you're different. If you're not different, then do second step. Still, regardless, do the second step no matter what. And check the calendar of events. And if you see a lot going on, then I totally recommend you join. But okay, that's it for episode 3. Thank you so much for joining me and listening in. Please like, please share it. Share this with everybody you know, your office manager, your hygienist, your assistants, your consultants, your agencies. Share it with your kids. Share it with everybody. If you can, download it. And thank you so much, guys, for listening in and supporting me. And until next time, I'll see you then.